He took that whole force connotation, lyrically threw it in, you know, and set the stage for his album about, like, this isn't just me. You know, this is the force.
The combination of myself and Quincy and Rod Temperton was fantastic. You know, that helped to bring the best out of Michael.
Michael was astute enough to pull it all together. Off the Wall is a masterpiece.
On the cover of Off the Wall, there's Michael in his black tuxedo. A very different image of the African-American pop star.
The record I used to always just rewind, was Rock With You. I used to love that one. That had a real cool vibe.
Epic put little into promoting Off the Wall. Despite that, it still chalked up sales of a then unheard of 11 million copies.
People also do forget that before Thriller, Off the Wall was the biggest solo recording by a black artist in history.
Off the Wall may have been a huge hit with the consumer, but the pop industry itself still wasn't buying into Michael Jackson. And in 1979, his efforts were rewarded with just one Grammy.
CBS, like other record companies at the time, felt that black artists only had a limited audience. And Michael voiced his disappointment and frustration, you know, about what had happened to him on Off the Wall. I mean, he felt, and rightly so, that you know, the money wasn't spent on the promotion.
Michael was determined that his next album would be both bigger and better. In 1982, he would silence his critics once and for all with the album Thriller.
Well, Michael's always been on a mission. He certainly, at that time, was very driven to knock down doors, to show the label and the world at large just how much talent he had.
This was an attempt to go make the biggest record in history.
Michael also used Thriller to showcase his growing talent for songwriting.
Well, I remember being at Michael's house with Quincy and Rod and having Michael play us the demos to Beat It, Billie Jean, and Wanna Be Starting Something. And I thought, man, okay, we're going to be okay.
To reach a mass market, Thriller needed first-class promotion, which few black artists had received from major record companies.
I was determined that the company utilized all of its manpower, all of its money and influence to promote the record. Things that we would normally do for a Barbra Streisand or a Neil Diamond or a Bruce Springsteen. I put all those pressures to bear to make certain that we did the same thing for Michael Jackson as well.